Chapter 3
You can get up now,
Hart said, his breath hot on her sensitive neck. Her cheeks flushed, and she scrambled off him. What the hell? That did not just happen. I'm seeing things. It must be shock. It must be. No, I must have hit my head. That had to be it. Stiffly, he pushed himself to his feet. He reached down and grabbed her hand. She focused on the sight of his long, strong fingers and the feel of calluses and heat. It made sense. Men turning into birds did not. Fear sunk its claws deep into her gut. What if she really had hit her head and was in some sort of coma? She raised her hands to cover her temples, as if she could hold together the tatters of her sanity. The world was too crisp to be a dream. Other than her eyes, her senses were functioning. The wind scraped her skin. The salt air chafed her nose. She bit the inside of her cheek and tasted blood. She must be hallucinating. There was an explanation for those birds. There had to be. Grief, stress, sleep deprivation, concussion, fever. She was too pragmatic to believe in fairy tales. Her mind, the thing she prized most, had cracked. Hart tugged her up, and she practically flew into the solid wall of his chest. She found herself staring at his collarbone, another thing that made sense. She understood collarbones, though she'd never before seen one quite so nicely shaped. A sleek pelt of light brown hair covered his chest, running up to the hollow at the base of his throat. Those pecs, even battered, made her mouth go dry. He was too close. She could stick out her tongue and lick him.